Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Fun show so far.
Real fun.
The podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Call or text 402-464-5685. Our show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You're on round 2 of the Groundhog Day cake that Bill brought in for us.
Yeah, you think the first hour was fun. Now
the sugar kicks in, huh? The sugar from the cake kicks in.
We're turning
in
it up a notch.
Oh, we are. Yeah. You got coffee and your cake.
Yeah, I'm.
So he's got caffeine and sugar. Who?
And your media guide, which you go to quite often.
I'm not.
He brings a media guide in every day and opens it to some random person. I go, what is it? He goes, I don't know. I just bring it in here every day. So we have a media guide.
Just so, in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's used a few times a year.
Yes.
You know, we bring it up on the show, and that's how we operate.
Usually to look back at a year that we can't exactly remember what happened, you know, like 2001,
yeah,
2003, that sort of thing. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing well because Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow. Yeah. 6 more weeks
six
of winter.
Weeks.
That's the news this morning.
Yeah, that's the news. That is the story.
We had breaking news yesterday of Tom Brady during the show officially retiring. And today breaking news of Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
Which you said, the calendar would show you that, and we say, no. Punxsutawney Phil tells us that.
Okay, all right.
And next year, I will be there.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sending Bill out for a report. He's
like
gonna
a roving reporter.
He's going to be
a roving reporter, yes, like Les Nessman from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you will. Yeah.
You'll drive the ticket van
I'll
out
drive
there.
The ticket van out to
Punxsutawney.
Yes. I'll give live reports all the way through. Yes.
Don't think this isn't going to happen.
It is going to happen. Yeah. Matter of fact, maybe we can raffle off or some sort of deal for who's going to travel with.
Let's go with Coach
get
Bush.
Get some fans. See if we can get 3 or 4 people together.
I got to say, that would actually
that
be
would be a fun trip.
That'd be a fun trip, yeah.
As long as everything goes.
That'd be outstanding.
I disparage Bill sometimes, but that would be fun. I mean, it would be fun.
So the most disparaging, when does that happen? When I'm not around, obviously. But that is true. I told you guys the other day, as in the coaching world, when you leave the room, they're talking about
we
you.
We disparage each other to our face all the time.
Yes.
How many times have you disparaged me about no football or...
Haircut. Hygiene.
Cake on your face.
Hygiene. Cake on your face.
Right. All of that.
Yeah.
And I say what?
Yeah.
We're going to throw hands.
Yeah, throw hands.
You
haven't
thrown hands yet today. You said it before the show, we're throwing hands. I haven't seen any
hands. I got that saying from Bill. Yeah, hey,
we're going to throw hands.
We're going to throw hands.
I had to throw that at him one time.
Was that on the rock at Shoemaker's?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's been several times. We're going to throw hands.
Just, well, it usually came. It all became because of no football.
No.
Generally,
so no football.
That. Yeah. It's just...
We didn't play football. We have callers.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, we have a topic we want to get to, but we do have a caller first we want to, who has a question. John.
Yeah.
John, you're on early break. You've got a question for us. Go ahead, John.
I do. First of all, you guys are absolutely outstanding. The three of you together just are funny. You're fun to listen to. Makes my day. It's the best.
Wow. Thank you, John.
Well, John, that's really nice for you to say that. I appreciate that. I'm just kind of, I really don't know what I'm doing, but these guys are pros, so. That, so.
Thank you for that acknowledgement.
Okay, here's my question. Dylan, it's kind of for you, but all of you, I think, probably have input.
If it's a football-based question or anything like that, you want to go to me. The other guys are no football. So fire away,
yep,
John.
Okay. All right, so the inception of the recruiting companies that rate players on with stars, the star rating.
Sure.
How accurate are those, and how do you guys, as a coach, do you use them? And I guess I'm curious if, you know, do you make, as I used to coach some high school football, so I was like, I'm always like, a little bit leery of people, you know, putting that down on kids and so on and so forth. But anyway, I'll just listen to your answer.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
That's a great question. It comes up a lot. There is definitely validity to it, because if you look at in the last, I think Alabama yesterday was in the, like in the last 13 years they had 10 of the number one class or something of that nature. So in all those, the teams that are playing really well, they have the highest ranking classes. There's always going to be busts within those, but you'll say overall it has to matter. It has to be somewhat matter of accuracy, because those teams that have all the really good players to start off 4 years ago, if you went back and look at Georgia's roster from 3 or 4 years ago, that recruiting class was really good.
Yep.
And so as by stars, it was still good.
There's no, you really can't bite back on
that.
You
can't bite. You really can't. But with that, there's always going to be errors within that group. And generally, there's always going to be bias. It's like, so who's the number one recruiting class? Who's the 20th recruiting class? Whatever it's 34th, whatever it is, there's always going to be some bias in there, because basically it's based off of the star system. It's like it's just, and then, but the difference is how many do you sign makes a difference in how your ratings go. There's a lot of them that just say, we just take your top 20. So if you sign 36, you don't get credit for the whole 36. You get, so there's different ways to do it. Yes, when you're recruiting, and if you're a coach and you sign four guys, say you sign them, and generally, a great programs know that the program signs them. It's not so much you sign them. If you get into that me stuff, then that's a bad way to
that's
go
trouble.
Through. Bad way to go through life. But if you do that, there's never a time when it's just like you're sitting there going like, "Okay, Bill, you got four guys." He goes, "Oh yeah, I think they're really good. I got two non-rated and two 3-stars." No, you're going to be more excited if on your resume that there is a or not resume, but on your docket that you had two 4-stars, two 3-star, whatever it is. That so it's a little bit there. But the overall picture of it is how much do you know about them? How much information do you have on them? But if you want to judge who a great recruiter is or whose staff is really good, you just go back. And so if you want to look at wherever this – obviously this place is close to everyone. You can go back and look. Just go back to 4 years ago or 5 years ago. See what the ranking was and see where those players panned out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you go back to. You would take South Carolina. Take any team. Just go back 4 or 5 years.
Okay, I'm going to do this right
now. That's how you find out who's really good.
So I go back to 2019.
Okay.
Recruiting rankings. Number one. Oh, this – yeah. It bears out it bears out what Bill just said. The number one recruiting class in the country in the year 2019, Alabama.
Okay. Who follows that?
Georgia.
Next?
Texas.
Mm.
Texas A&M.
That didn't work out.
LSU Tigers. Now we should do this too. Number one this year, Alabama. 19 4-stars, by the way.
When in doubt, it's Bama or
19 4-stars. 19 4-stars, Alabama. Okay, they're number one. Georgia's number two, 18 4-stars. By the way, Alabama, go back to Alabama, 7 5-stars, 19 4-stars. Hello.
Not bad.
They have 28 total commits, which is big class. So they're numero uno. Georgia's number two, 4 5-stars, 18 four 5 stars, 18 four stars. Texas third, 4 5 stars, 11. 4 5 stars, 11 four stars. I don't like getting into all this. I'm not going to do the entire thing. But Nebraska is 29th, 0 5 stars, 4 4 stars. And I do think.
But there is always going to be some version of it. It's based off of the star system. Well, also the star system, someone has to give those to them. So if you can also bump people up in that then there's always a battle going on. If also he's a 3 star, he should be a 4 star,
right?
And there's always a fight.
And coaches will actively call the services.
People that they want to get that bumped up.
Yeah, Jake. Now, Bill. Me and Jake, I think, have always, or for the last few years, have had a very healthy attitude towards this. We don't dismiss the star ratings, but we just consider them a data point.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with
one
that.
One data point.
Yeah, it's just a data point. And the way I look at it is...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You guys, you coaches, if you're hitting 50%, you're doing really well in recruiting. You're going to miss a lot. You're going to miss a lot, right?
Yeah, you're going to
So the star ratings, the guys who rate players with stars are going to miss a lot of the time. Yeah. And that's no disparagement. It's an inexact science. We see it in the NFL with quarterbacks. It's crazy how many misses there are at the quarterback position. It's like they're throwing darts, you know, with blindfolded. I mean, it's incredible to me how often they miss on that position. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. And the best way to rank someone, you go back and just take any class from 5 years ago.
Okay.
You take the class and you find out, were they good and were they good for you? Otherwise, it wasn't good recruiting. So it's like, whoa, we recruited him. He's really good. He transferred, but he's still really good.
Yeah.
He has to be good for you in recruiting. He has to be good at your school. You don't get to get the credit of just like.
You don't?
Yeah, no, you don't get the credit for some other school. It's like,
you take no pleasure in that. It does
no,
you
it's
no
not,
good.
You know, like, you know, Kyler Murray. Yeah. A&M. That's our guy. We signed him. He won the Heisman at Oklahoma.
Yep.
And so you don't get to be – it's what do you do for you at that program. That's what matters. But the thing you look at the most is when you get through the teams that will be very good, will be the ones that if you sign, let's say you take the 25, and all of a sudden you're in year four, and you've got 19 of them still on your roster.
That's really good, right?
That means you just crushed it. And maybe some are maybe some are LRPs, limited role players. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are a backup. Maybe they are, but they do really good things for your program. That's what you're looking for. That's why you have that those older teams, veteran teams. So you have to take a look at that. So I'd always go back and look at, and you can, I've never done it here, but you can go back and look 5 years and just say who was signed, who's still on the roster. That's in 4 or 5 years, and that's what you, and that's when they always have, you know, rivals used to always give out, you know, top 20, 25 assistant coach recruiting. Yes. I was fortunate that worked out for me before.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, it was like, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now it's like they should only be given out 4 years later.
Yeah.
That's when the award should be given out, because it's like, no, you shouldn't get in any sort of that until you go, oh,
let's
guess
see
what?
How it worked.
That panned out pretty well.
Panned out really, really well for you. Now, I will say, but for the schools that get somewhat robbed, they do deserve credit. So if you're at Kent State and you recruit someone and that guy's really, really good, and all of a sudden he transfers out and
to
he
a
goes
bigger
to,
school.
He goes to Georgia and you kind of got robbed. No, you should get the cred for bringing that guy in. It's just worked out for a certain reason in that direction. Mm-hmm. But like when I was at Utah State, oh, we would have got just pummeled. I mean, we would have got the players
pummeled in what way?
The players we would have lost to the portal would have been
to you're losing them to
yeah.
bigger schools.
Yeah, we had Bobby Wagner, you know, yeah. playing
oh,
for
God.
Us. We had, I mean,
hell of a linebacker,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, he played all 4 years. But my point is, there was,
but you would have lost Bobby Wagner to USC or.
Yeah.
Somebody like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oregon
yeah.
would have swooped in with Nike
been,
money.
It would have been brutal.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, it would have been brutal.
Yeah. Now, you know what? NIL can stave some of that. It'll be hard because those smaller schools don't have the NIL operations
no.
in place.
No, that's going to screw them.
Some
get a great
will.
Player, he's gone.
Now, some will. See, the thing about NIL is it's so random. I mean, there'll be a rando little school that has a big NIL operation because they have a big booster who's willing to do whatever it takes. But there's a lot of schools that won't have that in place. Nebraska can stave off other suitors with their NIL operation. Well, yeah, you can leave, but we can do this for you. So maybe you should reconsider. I mean, Jamari Butler went into the portal.
He came back.
And then came back. Now, I don't know exactly what happened there. Maybe it was as simple as O'Shawn Mathis told him, hey, I know you're in the portal, but I'm leaving, so maybe reconsider. Or Garrett Nelson said to him, hey, I'm considering leaving. You might consider staying because you're going to get a lot of playing time. Are those scenarios plausible?
That could be. I really have no insight on
No, yeah, I know you don't.
How he handled that. But there's that. Also, there was a coaching change.
Yes.
So it might be, it's like, hey, I'm going to go in. But that doesn't mean you have to leave.
Good point.
So you don't have that's like I'm just gonna.
Good point.
I'm just gonna dip my toe. Yeah. I'm just gonna stand and wait till the new staff comes in, get to meet them.
Yeah.
Now, I would imagine most likely my hypothesis would be that the new staff came in, they got along very well with him. He's like, oh, I'm good. I have a great plan. They have a plan for me. I like these guys. I'm stepping back out. But I don't know that.
Well, I mean, you can speculate, and I would speculate that the new staff came in, looked at the edge position. O'Shawn Mathis leaving, Garrett mm-hmm. leaving. Caleb Tanner graduating. Those guys are very good players, critical players. We need you, Jamari. Wouldn't Matt Rule's staff say, hey.
We can't lose you. We've already lost three. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, join
us. You're going to play this year. You're going to play.
And I would credit Rule. Again, I said this in the 6 o'clock hour, but I'll say it again. I really appreciate how well he treats the current roster, how respectful he is of it. Saying that he really likes what he has up front on offense. He likes the linemen. He likes the offensive linemen. Now, Bill, you don't pay attention to the media. They get bashed all the time, including by us. You are really hard on them.
Well, they've had some problems, to be fair.
Yeah, but then what does Rule say
reality.
Yesterday?
He says they're great. You said
I'll reiterate his quote yesterday. On the second National Signing Day, where he covered a lot of ground, he said, I think the again, I'm going to ask him about this today. I'm going to talk to Rule today. I think the previous staff did a really good job with the big guys, the offensive linemen. He has said that on 2 or 3 occasions now. It's not necessarily the sentiment of the fan base.
It's not.
Or the media, the local media.
He can assess it his own way.
Isn't it interesting, though? That he says that. He likes those guys. Now, a lot of those guys They still got plenty of time left to be good. And that's what he says. He goes, I'm not going to – you know what else that was interesting yesterday? He was asked the question, and it's a very standard question, of where – what places on the roster do you need to address? He said, I'm not going to do that. These are 18-year-olds. A lot of these – I'm not going to identify positions that we need to address. A lot of these guys are developing. They're still young guys. So I'm not gonna get into that conversation. It's sort of interesting. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to look at it. Probably it's a healthy way for a coach to look at it.
Yeah, around the country yesterday, I want to get to this.
Actually, in
the Big Ten specifically, I think this caught people's attention. Kirk Ferentz at Iowa was talking with the media, and he said he does not anticipate any staff.
We're shifting gears here.
A hard shift.
So we've.
We're cool. Shifting gears.
Okay. Hard shift.
Yeah, hard shift.
Meanwhile, at Iowa.
Yeah, I'm shifting gears. Yes. Just stay with me. Okay. Yeah. Play along.
I'm following. I'm with you.
Kirk Ferentz says he's not anticipating any staff changes, which, of course, was not exactly very popular with Iowa fans who do not like Brian Ferentz. Brian Ferentz did not have a good year last year for Iowa. The offense was struggling. I think Petras had, five touchdown passes last season, Spencer Petras. Then they had
Padilla. One of the worst offenses in the country.
Right.
Now, some of that was due to injury. I'm sure Kirk assessed it, and remember, as they started the season, the Hawkeyes, your beloved Hawkeyes.
I don't love them. Not at all. It's the opposite of love, Bill.
No, yeah, he says that. It's a weird thing.
There's no love.
After we beat him this year, I did not get a text from Jake.
Yeah. No,
I didn't hear anything.
I'm sorry.
There's no way you would.
No, because
he's devastated.
No, I was devastated, really. Is that right? I don't think so.
It must be hard to be you.
No, it's not.
Because you have to carry this. This sort of facade have.
There's no burden. It was a happy day. It will be a happy day going forward.
But anyway, Iowa legitimately was down to the nubs at receiver. And I'm sure Kirk will say that in defense of his son. Remember, they moved Laporta to receiver. I mean, they were using Laporta as a receiver. Now, that's a tight end, and it's a great – hey, I don't know what about you, Bill, when you're scheming up Iowa. Laporta would scare the bejesus out of me.
They were a very good player. The reason Iowa struggled, clearly, has nothing to do with receiver, running back, quarterback. It was O-line.
Oh.
100%. It was a bad line this year.
100%. That's what Iowa's known for. That's what they were not.
Bill, they were down to the nubs of receiver. Yeah.
But but the main problem was the O-line. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I know when you played 1981 Pop Warner football, I know that, but still.
Midget football, actually.
I'm just telling you.
It was called midget football.
I tried to handle it the right way. That's what I tried to do.
All right. It was called that in Columbus, Nebraska, midget football.
Yeah. It was glaring. It was the offensive line. The number one problem.
Really?
Yes.
Which never happens at Iowa.
When things were, say, going well for them, you guys watched a lot of years, I didn't, of sure. Iowa against Nebraska. Things didn't go so well. Was it like what, at the end of the game, you just go, receivers killed us. We couldn't cover them. Nope. Did that ever come up in conversations? Throwing it out here to the non-football guys.
I don't think so. Tight ends.
Hawkinson and Fant hurts you bad.
Yeah. They're good. But, again, front guys, big guys. That was the difference because they couldn't run the football. They still had adequate at running back, but that was the reason why.
That they were less formidable.
Yeah, it's over 100 degrees in here.
I just
Have you noticed
it down.
That?
Well, here's the deal. I looked over, at this. It said 80. I didn't realize that.
It's over 100 degrees in here right now. It is.
It said 80. I've never seen that high before. So I've lowered it 16 degrees. Yeah. Hopefully we'll feel that.
So anyway, back to Brian Ferentz. That is surprising. Now, it's kind of one of those things, I'll believe it when I see it, that he's standing on the sideline calling plays next year.
He says he anticipates no staff changes, which was, again, that was alarming to Iowa fans.
I wonder what that was like in Iowa to be a beat writer.
I'll tell you this, Scott Docterman, who you know.
Yeah, the doctor.
He simply reported this, and he had to, turn on his notifications to people, specific. He couldn't have anybody who wanted to comment. He made it a private tweet, basically. Because all the response that came in was yelling at him for a decision that Kirk Ferentz made.
That's ugly.
He announces what Ferentz says and has to put his own tweet about it, privately. So because people are just killing him. That's not documents, but he's a reporter.
It is an interesting dynamic there that Ferentz would make that move. Now, he'll have to address it. Now, and when he addresses it, we have to report on it, because it's going to be fascinating to hear what the boss says, right?
Yeah.
Now, can the boss talk about his son? Does it have to be Gary Barta, the AD, who addresses this? So it gets convoluted.
That's why it's hard when you hire your family,
right?
To hear, because Brian Ferentz, again, yes, bad offensive line this year, but still, their offense was really bad this season. Like really
well,
they were
deficient at quarterback, receiver, running back, and as Bill pointed out, offensive line.
but not at tight end.
They had two good tight ends. Yeah. They had two good tight ends, because that tight end that was playing when Laporta was down was good too. He was very good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
They'll still field a team of tight ends.
Yeah, they every year.
Laporta, you can tell, is one of my favorite players. He was their in the bowl game. He was their third string quarterback.
I had the chance of because he was injured.
Laporta?
Yes, for us. Remember that?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
You look like you were just mystified at what we were talking about, just the game about 3 minutes.
I'm always a little mystified by everything.
But I'm walking by in the hotel, and I see a guy with a jersey on, Laporta jersey on that. So I just stop in, family, I'm his dad. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Hotel?
Yeah. I go, do you have a chance? They obviously were staying there also. So you have a chance to talk for a second? He goes, oh, yeah. Because I'm Bill Bush, defensive coordinator, said, wow, your son, congratulations.
Yeah.
Really cool. No, he came here on a trip. He came to Nebraska on
a trip. Did he?
He did.
Don't say this.
We talked about that with him. But I had a great visit with him. He was out. He was awesome. He was just like, oh, I appreciate that. And I told him what I saw through what he'd done. And I obviously had the huge – he carried him against Minnesota. He basically won the Minnesota game for him by himself.
He's so good carrying the ball after a catch. Yeah. Runs it like a running back, kind of.
But that's been the case for a lot of their tight ends. I mean, Noah Phan was great after getting the ball. Hawkinson
was beautiful.
These are two first-round tight ends the same year. I've never heard that in my entire life. It doesn't happen.
Hawkinson and Phan.
They were drafted. They were both in the same exact year, first-round picks. That does not happen.
I don't know if Laporta – I don't see Laporta projected in the first round.
I don't either, but I think he's still top three rounds.
So there's someone who ever recruited those two tight ends? That's who you look at. Okay, that's good recruiting. What they did, how they developed, how they saw them, all those things. When you get somebody to get two first-rounders, that's impressive. And also, they're doing it at the next level too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
All those guys, Kittle. Fant, Hawkinson, they are, and Laporta will do it.
Long careers.
Laporta will do it.
Be fun to play with Kittle. I would love to play with Kittle.
Would you?
Looks like I guarantee you don't have to ask him to practice.
No, that dude loves football. He likes football. You can tell.
There's an example of love football. Like that. Hey, you got? I don't want to practice on Wednesday. I guarantee you, he practiced on Wednesdays, Thursdays, whatever. He was a dude. Yeah.
That part of the equation is fascinating to me because I think a lot of people assume that all these guys love
it. Absolutely not.
Right.
No, some of them love
George Kittle does.
Love it. Some of them love it much.
I love when some player would be like, trust me, coach, I'm ready. I'm so ready. Yeah. I'd like to have you ready on Tuesday. That'd have been fun. try getting ready to play on Tuesday and Wednesday for you. Trust me, coach. Yeah. No.
You know what? We're always ready. Have you noticed that?
You had. It was last Wednesday. My sister noted it. Yeah, that's when you were kind of down. We talked about
it. It's 4th-and-1 today.
It's been
4th-and-1 ever since that day.
Yeah. Brutally honest.
Yes, he
is. When we come back, what goes through Tim Miles' head when he sees Nebraska basketball right now?
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's get into this one. Let's get into this one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.